All right, episode 49 of Whiskey Throttle Radio, presented by the Moto Hub, the only app dedicated for motocross riders. We even have a fantasy league. We got a bunch of cool stuff on there, so make sure to check it out. It's in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or just go on to www.themotohub.com. Get hooked up. Sign up today. Lots of cool stuff on there. We have an awesome episode for you here. First up is Australian rider Aaron Tanney. You've seen him racing 250 West. So we get him on to talk about why he came over, how his season's been so far, and what he thinks of the American Series. Also on the line is a rider for the Ty Loop Honda team. His name's Grant Harlan. Crush it this weekend at the Kicker Arena Cross in Oklahoma City. And he'll be making his pro supercross debut in a few weeks here at Tampa. So we talked to him about that, training, getting ready for supercross, how he got into moto, all that great stuff. Really cool interview there. As always, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. Huge thanks to our sponsor, Blood Lubricants, makers of high-quality racing oil. But they have other stuff too, like degreaser, chain lube. Man, this stuff is awesome. A lot of the pros are running it. I know Tyler Bowers, I believe the PRMX team, a lot of good guys, a lot of good pros. Some off-road riders, desert riders, man, this stuff's everywhere, and it's awesome, man. I wouldn't use anything else in my bike. So, make sure to check them out and use promo code WHISKEY for 25% off Blood Lubricants. Go on to bloodlubricants.com and make sure to use that code. As always, subscribe on, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. And, enough of me talking. Let's hear some good interviews. All right, let's get into it. On the line with me right now is a rider out of Australia. It's Aaron Tanney. What's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing good, dude. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I had to get you on. It's really cool. I had Jay Wilson on a couple weeks ago, but between you, Clout, and Jay Wilson, it's awesome to see like an Australian flair in the series. It just kind of adds to it.
It's been pretty cool to have a few Australians over here and showing that we can, get in the mains and, run a pretty solid pace, and it's been really cool.
Yeah, man. So, Glendale this past weekend, Triple Crown, got 16th overall, with 9-17-17 scores. You got to be pretty stoked in that 9, though, I would assume.
Yeah, the first race was pretty good for me. I pretty much started around where I finished. It wasn't the best of starts, but I had a really good race and a few, like, battling with a few of the good guys, and I was really pumped to get top 10 in that first race. Just a little bit of bad luck in the next two, which sort of sucks, but it is what it is.
What did you think of that Triple Crown format?
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't mind it. They're like, the races are still like decently long, They're like, only we do three of them, so you're at like racing for like over 30 minutes out there. So I thought it was really good. It really didn't work in my favor on the weekend, but it could have, and I didn't mind it.
Yeah, it kind of seems like we get a mix from the riders. I personally, as a fan, I like how they do three. I wouldn't like, throughout the season, I wouldn't like really like many more, just because I think it kind of takes away from the whole heat racing and stuff like that. And but like you said, it kind of didn't go in your favor with, you had one really good race and then two not so great races, whereas if it was just one main event, you might put together a top 10 finish overall.
Yeah, like, sort of sucks in that way, but it always works in other people's favor too. Like, I guess a really big one would have been Justin Cooper, where he had two bad results and then fixed it up with that last one. So, But yeah.
Yeah, I guess it just it, the way you look at it, that is a good point with Justin Cooper, where that could have been a horrendous night when he salvaged an eighth or ninth overall. But four rounds in, how are you feeling about your series so far?
It's been a really big learning curve for me. I came out at A1 and put in a solid qualifying and put down solid laps. I just crashed in both the heat race and the LCQ, which was a bummer to me. So I came back and, learned from that and made my first main and round two at St. Louis. And from there, I've just been progressing and I feel like I've got better every week. I just got to keep it on two wheels and get a good start. And I think I'll be able to run close to that top 10.
What's been the biggest thing that you've had to like change with your riding style or change with your approach for the American series, where it kind of was different in the Australian series?
When we came over here, once we got onto a decent track that was going to be similar to what the racing was going to be, we had to go a little bit stiffer in our suspension and, it's a lot different over here. There's a lot more, the dirt's a lot more forgiving over here than what it is in Australia. Like you get a lot more traction, and even when it does go hard pack, it's still better than our hard pack in Australia. So, learning to go around, ride a supercross track with ruts in it as well. That's a little bit gnarly, but yeah, not too much changing on the styles, more just a bit of change on the bike.
I gotcha. What's one thing you dislike about the American series?
I don't know. To me, it's been really awesome. Coming from Australia, it's just over here. I don't know. I don't think I have anything bad to say about it yet.
How about probably crossing that country for round two? I'm sure that was pretty brutal, having to go all the way to St. Louis and then back to SoCal.
Yeah, that did cost a bit of money. I was fortunate enough to get one bike and parts transferred over. So we were limited on parts and stuff. They just went in the Penrite Honda truck because that's the guy that owns that's Australian. So, he's buddies with my boss back home, and, we worked that out. So I was able to fly to that one. But it was pretty crazy for me. If I had to drive that, I don't think I probably would have, because it's too much time, off the bike, and physically driving that long, probably pretty draining too.
Yeah, that'd ruin 2 weeks for you pretty much, because you'd be, in the car the whole time. It's definitely understandable with that. I know why they decided to go to St. Louis second to save some money, but it's still ridiculous that they did that.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. Obviously, it's we don't know why they did it. It probably is to save money. But to me, it's probably should just go a little bit in, maybe do it on the way to the East Coast. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So what's your program like? Are you borrowing bikes over here? Did you have to ship bikes from Australia? What's that like?
So we shipped my two bikes from Australia. So pretty much what I finished racing up on in the Australian Supercross Series is what I'm racing over here. Just obviously we run better fuel, we can run a bit of better fuel over here, which gives it a little bit more punch. But yeah, it's pretty much what I'm racing on over here is what I race on over in Australia.
That's got to help though, because you had your setup dialed in, I'm sure, by the end of the Supercross Series down there. So you kind of came in on the same bike, your setup and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. I also think it was just a lot easier, because the other option was going to be to, I think it was hire a bike, and then you have to build an engine too, be competitive, which, that's a lot of work. So I thought it was awesome that we could ship our bikes over for a decent price, and yeah.
Definitely, man. And what was like the main reason you decided to come over here and race?
I guess it's always been a dream of mine. So, and also this year and well, the past 2 years, I've sort of done really well in Supercross, especially this year. We had a few of the American riders come over and compete in our Supercross series. And, I was the top Australian the first four rounds of our series. And, I had the red plate at round three and, I was battling with these guys and I went into the last round only like a few points off the championship. But unfortunately, I crashed out of the last round and didn't finish, which sucked. But, that sort of gave me the confidence and, to the personal sponsors that I needed to get here, that helped too. So, yeah, that's pretty much the motivation behind it.
And how long are you here for? This first swing of West races, or are you staying through the break?
Just the first swing. I was actually meant to be going home on Monday after Oakland, but I'm staying for San Diego now, so
Okay.
it'll be the first six, and then I'll head home the Monday after San Diego.
Okay, I gotcha. And is I guess the ultimate goal too would be, show what you got in this round of races you're doing, and then hopefully next year when they're looking for people to fill in rides, you'd be a name that would pop up.
Yeah, that's I think my goal too is to put myself out there, and the ultimate goal is to be over here racing and competing over here. So, yeah, I guess that's another one of the reasons is you got to be over here doing it to get your name thrown in there.
Definitely. As far as during the week goes, where are you riding? Are you riding with other guys, or are you riding primarily by yourself?
So the tracks that we've been available to ride, I've rode State Fair once or twice and Hemet like once, but the main reason Yamaha America have helped me out, and we've been riding at the test track, which has been really awesome. And I'm super thankful for them for letting us do that because it's been super easy and saved us a lot of money and stuff, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure that's huge, just having a prep track to ride, because I've heard that like State Fair and Hemet can get pretty hectic at times with all the people out there riding and stuff like that. So I'm sure having like your own test track is pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to rock up, and then there's usually a fair few dudes riding out there between Star, the amateurs and the 450 teams, so the tracks get like pretty beat up as well, and it's cool just to watch them ride and see how we're doing compared to them, and the tracks are just built so similar to what we race on too, so that's also pretty sick.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't, help being around just like guys like Barcia and Justin Cooper and Dylan Ferrandis too, who've been racing in the States for quite a while.
Yeah, it's helped a lot, and just to watch how they do things and try and improve my technique and our bike and just all them sort of things, little things I think has helped, and pretty good.
Definitely. Let's switch gears a little bit here. Let's take it way back. How did you first get started riding, and when did you first start riding?
So I guess my dad, he won a bike when he was 12 years old, so that's how he got into
Wow.
bikes. And he just I guess I started when I was he bought me a little Piwi 50 when I was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and just started from there. I've been there just racing from the beginning. Dad's took me around and done all the junior stuff and pretty much supported me till I was 18 years old. And then from there I was on my own. I had to work and do that, and I finally got my first full-time ride in 2018.
That's awesome, man. It's pretty crazy to think too. Like, what if your dad didn't win that bike? You might not be racing right now.
Yeah, I know. I think that's like pretty awesome. Like, he won that bike and he was just naturally talented. Like, he never really, like, he was good, but he never really got into it super because obviously he won a bike when he was 12 years old, and he was just naturally talented, and that sort of just moved on to me, and I guess, and helps me along the road.
Yeah, that's super cool. I wish my dad had that natural talent, that he could bring on to me, because It took me a while to get kind of decent on dirt bike. So, but that's pretty cool to hear, Aaron. So growing up, was Chad Reed your idol, your hero?
Yeah, watching Chad, Ricky, and James Stewart on the TV all the time, that was like, between them dudes was pretty cool.
So have you been able to talk to him at all since you've been over here?
I haven't really spoke to any of them since I've been over here. Yeah, I haven't at all. I guess I just sort of hiding away back in the privateer pits.
I gotcha. Yeah, those privateer pits can take it quite a ways back there sometimes, man. And it's kind of a bummer, man. I wish they would set it up a little bit better so all the fans could really see the privateer life too, because you and I both know, man, that's it's a struggle, and it's you're just grinding it out just to make it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's pretty crazy. Coming, it's like, because I ride for like pretty much the factory Yamaha team in Australia, and then coming back over here and just being out of a little quick shade and a van, just sitting out the back, it's pretty crazy. But I don't mind it. It's not bad. You get the fans that come around and talk to you, because I guess we can give them time when I guess some of the bigger teams probably can't. So it's pretty cool about that in that sense. But yeah,
The American fans been pretty cool to you and stuff. Had a lot of people come over and talk to you.
we've had a fair few people come over and talk to us, and it's been awesome over here. With all the Americans are so welcoming and nice and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Now, do you have any like big interests outside of moto, or is it just full on supercross and motocross?
Oh, it's, I guess, yeah, not really. I used to play football back in Australia when I was a kid, but I was like taken over by motorbikes when I was probably like 11, 12 years old. So I haven't really done anything else, and not really. I guess I like all sort of motorsport things, like mountain biking and I don't know, cars and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Yeah, that was actually my next question. As far as like off the bike training, are you cycling at all, mountain biking at all? What's kind of like the program?
Over here I haven't been, just because I don't have the bikes. So I've just went to a gym that's local and signed up for them. Well, not so, I just paid for the month and sort of just doing that and just trying to ride the most, I guess. Between the rounds I've just been riding 2 times a week, and I just get into the gym and do that, like just do my cardio on the machines. But back home I'd usually cycle, so yeah.
I gotcha. You guys have some good mountain biking over there in Australia, I would assume.
We do have some pretty awesome trails back in Australia. I haven't done the ones over here, but I'm assuming you guys would have some pretty awesome stuff over here by just driving through and just looking at all the mountains all the
Yeah. Well,
time.
yeah, SoCal for sure. I'm actually in Florida, so I don't know if you've ever been here, but it's completely flat. So it's kind of hard to find some mountains, but we got a couple hills.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm in Cali, and it's just everywhere you look is just mountains.
Exactly.
So it's pretty crazy.
So 2 rounds left. What's your goal for these next 2 rounds? Where do you want to finish?
I definitely want to squeeze it in there in the top 10 these next 2 rounds. I definitely know I can, and I think with a good start, and I definitely think I can, and that's going to be the goal, is straight in the top 10.
Yeah, just from watching, man, the speed's definitely there. As we saw, you got that ninth in that first main in Glendale. So definitely know you can do it, man. We'll be pulling for you for sure. Thank you so much for your time tonight. And before I let you go, who do you want to thank?
I just want to give a huge thanks to Complete Parts Equipment, and just my team, Circo Yamaha, and all the guys looking after me here, like Ansa, ProTaper, Dunlop, and my mechanic, and all that's for coming over, and everyone else who I forgot. Just thanks heaps.
Awesome, man. Well, you enjoy the rest of your night and good luck with these next 2 rounds.
Yeah, thank you.
See ya.
Hey, mate.
What's up, guys? We've got some exciting news as our sponsor, Blood Lubricants, continues to push the bar with high-quality products. In addition to their already outstanding racing oil, they've added fork and shock fluid, gear oil, chain lube, kick-ass degreaser, detailer, and pre-race spray. Whether you have a UTV, Harley, ATV, or dirt bike, Blood Lubricants has you covered. They're offering sponsorship opportunities from the amateur level to the pro level, and they're already sponsoring top privateers like Tyler Bowers, Henry Miller, and Bubba Pauly. Racing is in their blood, but that's not all. They want to hook you guys up as well. Head on over to bloodlubricants.com. That's BLUD lubricants.com, and use promo code WHISKEY for 25% off your order. No need to rewind it. I'll say it again. 25% off your order with promo code WHISKEY at bloodlubricants.com. Jeff Green, hooking you guys up. High quality stuff. Check it out. Back to the show. All right. On the line with me right now is a rider for the Ty Lube Honda team. It's Grant Harlan. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. How are you guys?
I'm doing good, dude. Super pumped to see you crush it this weekend in OKC.
Yeah. It was a good experience racing the arena cross against those guys like Kyle Peter, Chase Owen, Bitterman, Stank Dog. Super cool.
Yeah, man. Third in the 250 class and second in the 450 class on night one. You got to be stoked on that.
Yeah, it was good. Felt like my starts were really good, which was nice, and got the battle with those top guys.
Now, I didn't see your name for night two. Did you get hurt? Did you just not show up? What happened there?
I had a crash in the 450 heat race and knocked myself out for the evening, so didn't get to race the main events, but we're all good. So
that's a bummer, man, but glad to hear that you're all right. It had to be cool, like, just battling with those guys, because, dude, like, Chase Owen, Kyle Peters, man, no joke. I mean, Kyle Peters has podiumed, 250 Supercross races and stuff like that. It's got to get your confidence way up.
Yeah, no, it was super cool. I think the first night in the 250 heat race, I was able to hole shot him. And I know when it comes to Supercross, he's always been really good at starts. So that was definitely a good confidence booster.
Yeah. So I've seen you done the Hoosier series. Now this is the Kicker Arena Cross series. Is your deal for a certain amount of races in each one, or are you just kind of hopping around getting prepped for 250 East?
My deal is just for 250 Supercross. So these arena crosses are just something I'm going to for myself to get ready for Supercross and keep the race experience up.
I hear the purse isn't terrible either at these arena cross races, so that's got to help a little bit, financially and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely a good incentive too to go to these things. Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I bet. How has that Ty Lube Honda team been for you, and how long have you been on the team?
I started riding one of their bikes, I believe, at the beginning of January. It's really only been made official for like the whole, like, Supercross Pro team here recently. So it's been cool, kind of like getting used to the team through the past, like, my last amateur season, and getting ready for pro. So familiar with all the guys, and yeah, it's been great. Big thanks to them for helping me out.
And how did that whole deal come about? How did you get in contact with them?
Irish from Hoosier Tires kind of threw my name in there a little bit with Buddy Brooks, who runs the team. And, we talked to Buddy for a little bit. And like I said, it wasn't really like a full pro deal.
I got you.
When we first got on the bike, it was kind of just see how it goes. And I think it went pretty well. And obviously, we're on the Supercross team now, so that's super cool.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure that top five at Monster Cup helped in the Futures class, man. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that was really cool. Getting to race in front of a stadium, kind of like a warm up,
Yeah.
Wish I would have done a little bit better, but fifth is still pretty good.
Yeah, seeing you're battling with your Texas buddy Ryder Floyd there is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was great getting the race against him and guys like Jet Lawrence, who almost won a Supercross race a few weekends ago.
Yeah, which I think that kind of probably allows yourself to, gauge where you're at. You know where you were when you raced him in October, and now you see how well he was doing in Supercross. So again, like the confidence thing, it's like, hey, I'm not too far off this guy, you know, at Monster Cup. Maybe I can go out there and, you know, make some noise come East Coast.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling, and the confidence, I would say, is pretty high right now.
Awesome, man. Well, dude, we all know, I'm just local hair scramble rider here, but confidence is so key in this sport. It's crazy, man. It's insane how much just a little bit of confidence can push you along so much.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely having confidence going into the races and helps with momentum too, you know.
So
getting that flow and
yeah, just going out there and knowing, hey, I can beat these guys, you know, and you know, pushing. If you get a bad start, just knowing, hey, I'm better than these guys. I'll just push through this pack right here and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's crazy what a little bit of confidence will do. Make those little mistakes go away.
Mm-hmm. So we're a little bit. What are we? 2.5-3 weeks away from Tampa for the East Coast. The start of the East Coast series. Where have you been riding, and how's the prep been going?
I've been up in Oklahoma with Greg Albertson, which has been super cool. You know, someone with a lot of experience like that has been helping me out a lot. You know, getting ready for a Supercross and my last year of amateurs, which was probably my best year. So, really looking forward to getting the season started.
I hear that Oklahoma dirt is pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, Oklahoma dirt is probably some of the best dirt I've ever ridden on.
Because you see a lot of guys like have either are training there now or have gone down there in the past. I'm sure it's no secret now, but it seems like that's one of the hot spots around the country for riders.
Yeah, we're actually at Trey Kennard's old training facility. So if that speaks anything for itself.
Yeah, definitely. Are you riding with any Supercross guys now, or are you just kind of on your own?
I've been on and off with some guys. You know, we've got guys like Richard Jackson coming out. He goes to Renard's too, which is another great facility in the Oklahoma area. We had the PRMX guys come out a little bit before Anaheim 1.
Okay.
So that was cool riding with them. And John Shorts came up a little bit too. So
okay, awesome.
Had some decent guys coming up.
I'm sure it always helps riding with guys at that caliber, you know, just to keep pushing yourself and stuff like that. I know how, you know, riding by yourself can get kind of monotonous, and you might not always be putting in full, you know, effort. You might not even realize it. You know, you're not going as fast as you could be just because there's no one around there to kind of gauge.
Yeah, I enjoy riding with other guys, but sometimes I do like riding by myself too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good to switch it up. As far as like off the bike stuff, like I don't want you giving away any of your secrets here, Grant, but what do you do for off the bike training?
I actually work with Greg Dorenza, who was Trey's coach in, I think, his earlier pro years. And it's a little bit of cardio, mostly in the gym, weights and stuff. His whole theory is if you're in shape, you're in shape, you know.
So when you're done riding, when you're done doing your workout, what do you like to do for fun, or just kind of chill out and keep your mind off, or keep, you know, just hang out? And what do you like to do for fun, I guess, outside of moto?
Well, the past few weeks, actually, me and Greg's got a guy up there that trains and helps him out with equipment and taking care of the facility and stuff. We've actually been watching a Netflix show called Cheers. Kind of been binge watching it for the past few weeks.
That's
taking over our lives.
Yeah, dude, that's what Netflix is for, you know. Just, you know, next thing you know, you've watched 4 hours of the same show. I do it all the time. I'll be, you know, sitting at home 9 o'clock. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna watch this one episode. Next thing you know, it's 2 a.m. I can't even stay awake.
Yeah, yeah, we enjoy it though.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I guess it's a good activity or something to do that keeps you relaxed and, you know, rested for the next day of training.
Yeah, it's mostly that and getting our equipment ready for the next day.
Yeah. Let's take it way back here now, Grant. How did you first get started riding moto?
I first got started riding moto back in Hawaii, which is actually where I was born at. My dad bought me a PW50, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, I'm getting on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I had to learn how to ride a bike first, and it pretty much consumed me until I figured that out, and I got on the bike, and man, I've been in love with it ever since.
So Hawaii, like, How many? I actually hear like the moto scene in Hawaii is actually not that bad for, you know, such a small island compared to like the whole country. You know, a lot of tracks out there.
Yeah. I would say there's one main
Yeah.
track per island. So,
Okay.
I mean, in terms of tracks, there's not a whole bunch, but I would say it's definitely gotten bigger over the last few years with them getting an area qualifier, with the Hawaiian Supercross coming there, which I'm actually hoping that I get to go to the one this year,
Yeah, I was
which
gonna
I think would be awesome.
say you got to get back out there.
Yeah, if I can make it happen, I'm definitely going to go for it.
So, when did you move over to Texas?
I came to Texas in 2010, which is actually the first year that I qualified for Loretta. So, flew over here, like moved in pretty much, and then went to Tennessee.
Okay, and so was that the move back to I guess the mainland? Was that moto purpose, or was that just something different, and then it just happened to move over here?
Moving to Texas specifically was more moto purpose. Middle of the country, dirt's good.
Okay.
Weather's fairly nice most of the year.
Okay. So you moved, but basically, so you moved out of Hawaii to pursue a moto career, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome, man. That's crazy. I was, you know, one of my questions was, you coming from, I thought you're from born and raised Texas. I just assumed that. I was going to say, like, did you grow up riding with all these guys? Because, I mean, we all know Texas, there's so many fast dudes.
Yeah, no, I had to meet all these guys like Sean Hackley and a lot of the people that are around here just by showing up at the track and hanging out, you know.
Gotcha. Awesome, man. Who are some of like your rivals at Loretta's and stuff you grew up racing with?
Some big rivals that I can think of is a guy like Kobush, who's also going to turn Supercross this year. Hal Payne, another Texan.
Okay.
That's also going to Supercross. I mean, there's a bunch like Swole, Pierce Brown, I think. Mumford, which I don't think is going to be racing Supercross, but I think he'll be doing outdoors.
I gotcha. And what?
So there's a lot of guys.
What are your plans for outdoors?
I'm hoping to be able to make all 12.
Gotcha. I guess being a
but I'm not sure yet.
Texas is pretty centrally located, so I guess that helps too. You know, if you're doing it all on your own.
Yeah, most of the tracks are within a day's drive.
Yeah, which I'm sure helps a lot, because I know some dudes that are from like Washington State, when they got to come down to like Florida, that's probably that's about as far as you can go, you know.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Like I said, a little less than 3 weeks here before Tampa. What are your goals for coming in for Supercross?
I'm trying not to set too many expectations for myself. You know, I'm trying to go in with an open mind and see where we're at for the first round. But realistically, I mean, I could see myself running or going for top 10s, top 15.
I gotcha. Yeah, I guess it is kind of hard to tell, you know, and you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself coming in. I'm sure the, you know, like the main goal is just getting in that main, doing all 15, I guess 15 minutes now. And being healthy for each round and making it through the season.
Yeah, I feel like my fitness is pretty solid. Just gotta show up to the first round and see how I feel.
Yeah. And the bike's, I know the bike's good, because we've seen guys, that team's kind of been around for a while now, and they've had some good guys come through there and, you know, put in some good results. So that, I'm sure, again, that kind of feeds in your confidence knowing you're on good equipment, because I feel like some of these, you know, rookies come in, if they're like full on privateer, man, that's a whole nother stress level, you know, just having to maintain the bike and whatnot.
Yeah, it's nice having guys that, you know, have been around the sport for a little bit now, have experience, kind of like know what to do if there's any questions, and, you know, not have to worry about the bikes too much at the race.
Yeah, it's again, like the stress level just has to be much lower, which in the end is going to help your result. At the race. So you follow the series now every weekend and stuff like that? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I've watched every race so far.
What do you think about the both classes so far?
I think the 450 class is kind of where it's expected to be. I think only doing four rounds so far is kind of, you know, there's no clear like standout for the title yet.
Yeah.
The 250 class has definitely been interesting with the drama, the crashes, you know, bad starts, and I feel like the racing's been really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it's crazy to me that 450 class, because I remember just a few short years ago, man, even like when Filippotto and them were all out there, like you kind of knew who was going to win. And I can't remember the last time there's been so many dudes that can go out there and win a race. Like, honestly, if Zach Osborne or Blake Baggett wins this weekend coming up, it's not going to surprise me, which is just crazy.
Yeah, there's like four or five guys that still haven't won a main event this year. That definitely could.
Yeah, for sure. What'd you think of the Triple Crown format? I know you're gonna have to do two this year for East Coast.
I think the first one we're doing is Dallas.
Yeah. Actually, I think the other one's Vegas. So I guess it would just be the one.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm not like I said, I'm not sure what to expect when it comes to that, but I feel like qualifying wise, I think I can run at least one good lap. So, kind of looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, definitely be cool to see. What would you say if you had to pick out like one thing about Supercross? What would be you think would be your strong suit, where you're going to be the best in? And then what do you think is one thing that you'd like to work on the Supercross track to, you know, get your progress and get better at?
I would say a strong suit of mine is corner speed and starts. I think I'm pretty good, good in that area. And then I would say, like pushing through the rhythms and like whoop sections. Obviously, you know, it's hard to get through those things. So, so if we can, when we show up to the races, if we can get through those things, good. I think we'll be set.
Yeah, man. Well, awesome, dude. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And before I let you go, who do you want to thank?
I want to thank Buddy Brooks and the Tyler Ponda for helping me out for Supercross this year. Definitely gonna make my life easier for 8 or 9 rounds. Hoosier Tire, Storm Lake Honda, Factory Connection, Seven, Garnet, Bell Helmets, and everyone else that helps the team. Big thanks to all those guys.
Awesome, man. Well, you enjoy the rest of your night and good luck going forward. And I'm based in Tampa, so I'll make sure to come by the tent and say what's up.
Oh, awesome. See you there.
All right, bud. Later.
Later.
Charleston girl in a darkened room, and you don't know her like I do. We took the fire escape to her room and got stone raging blind. Left my money in the trusting hands of them old steel brothers in a fast grass band. One day I'm gonna drive up there and give them half my mind. I don't know if it's the wine or the coke that makes her sound like her jaw is broke. She's working hard to make some sense, but she ain't got a dime. I wish to God that I could help her out. I wish I knew what she was talking about. I wish to God that I could get away, but I'm way too drunk to drive. All I know is that when I am good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia for a while. Don't know why, but every time I cross that river, so fair. I believe if I could find my keys, I'd try to drive away. I never planned to leave so soon. I didn't know that he was sweet on you. Go ahead and take her, she ain't worth the time.